Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Pei Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Aval Isha Achas. The Gemara continues analyzing the dinim we learned in our Mishnah about Yichud. And the Mishnah said, Aval Isha Achas, one woman, and maybe Misyachid, with two men. It says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, this thing was only said regarding men who are of fine moral character. When we are dealing with people that don't act appropriately, even if there'll be 10 men, it will not help and it will be an issi yichud. And in fact, says the Gemara, there was one such an incident, with 10 men took out one woman in a bed to act inappropriately. And as Rashi points out, the woman in question was an Eishes Ish, and the Mefarshim explained the reason Rashi says she was an Eishes Ish was because if she were a Pnuya, they could have just agreed to meet somewhere in a secluded area out of the city. But an Eishes Ish, there's always a concern that her husband will find out, and therefore they put on this charade. The Mefarshim also discuss that our Gemara is now teaching us that when the men involved are prutzim, what will be the din? How many kshayrim, how many people that act appropriately will rectify the situation? Some Paiskim say that as long as there's, the Yamsul Shlomo says this, as long as there's one kosher person there, that is going to be satisfactory. The Pesach Tshuva, however, quotes the Shev Yaakov, who says that you have to have at least 2 ksherim. Because if you have 2 ksherim, even if one of them has to go away, as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, such situations, you're left with one kosher person who will not participate in anything like this. But if you only have one kosher person, he certainly won't do anything inappropriate, but he may have to walk away, and then you have a situation that you're only dealing with prutzim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Teida, what's the proof that even 10 people together, or many people together, there's still an issue? Because the Gemara says, the Mechabri Be'asara, 10 people could join together for Gamvi Kishura in order to steal a beam. So we see that many people could join together to do an Avera, and they're not embarrassed one from the other. Says the Gemara, name him a Sile. Perhaps we could bring a proof that when we're dealing with, there's a difference between Ksherim and Prutzim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Masechta Saita, as we're taking the Saita, the woman who was accused of having an adulterous relationship, to Yerushalayim to go through the Saita process, the Mishnah says, Maestro Lashnei Tamid Chachamim, we send along 2 Tamid Chachamim to accompany the husband and the wife on the way to Yerushalayim, Shema Yava Lebedera, to prevent a situation where the husband may have relations with the wife. What does the Mishnah say? We strictly are careful to send along Tamid Chachamim, Inish Da'al Malai. Anyone else would not be acceptable. Why? Because we have here a situation of Yichud, and it seems that the Mishnah is teaching us that the only way we could avoid a problem of Yichud is with Tamid Chachamim, with Ksherim. Says the Mar, from there it's no proof. Because Shani Tamid Chachamim, we need to send along Tamid Chachamim the Yadi Lasuribe. They have to know how to warn the woman and the husband not to do any, not to have relations. And as Mefarshim explained, if we just wanted to accomplish a warning, perhaps it would be enough to send one Talmud Chacham and one regular person. But this entire din that a husband is not allowed to have relations with a wife is something of a chiddush. And therefore we need specifically 2 Talmid Chachamim. If both Talmid Chachamim would tell him this, they'll be careful not to do anything wrong. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah Marav, Loi Shano El Be'ir. The halacha that the Mishnah says that one woman can be misyachid with two men is only in the city. Ava B'derech, if they're not in the city, there the halacha is, Atshei Shloisha, we need to have three people. The reason being, Shem Yitzarech Echmem L'hashten, in case one of them has to separate himself in order to go to the bathroom, will be left with a situation of one man and one woman left. So when you're in the city, we're not that concerned, but as when we're in the road, we have to be more concerned. In fact, the Paiskim discuss what is the halacha, how many, what is considered the road. It's interesting, the Ramah doesn't use the words specifically bederach. The Ramah uses the words besada. Besada means anywhere out of town you need three people. Others say that specifically on the road where this concern is much greater concern. Name of Masayle. Again, the Gemara wants to bring a proof to this halacha from the Mishnah we just quoted. The Mishnah said, we take two Tamid Chachamim to accompany the couple that's going to the Beis HaMikdash to go through the Soita process. Shem Yovel Derech. Trevi Ihu. If you have two men and the husband, Hotlosa. So we have a group of three. So we see Bederech, we need three people. Says the Gemara, Hosom. Again, from there we can't bring a Raya, because Hosom Ki Heichi Din Havelei Sahadi. The reason this is being done is just because we want to make sure there are witnesses that in case the husband does have relations with the wife, that there will be witnesses to say so and prevent them from going through drinking the Saita process. Rabbi Yehuda Avakazal Barcha. Rabbi and Yehuda were traveling on the road. There's a woman walking in front of them. Amalei Rav Yehuda. So Rav said to Rav Yehuda, Dal karech mekamech gehenim. Go and lift your feet and go ahead of them. Go ahead of gehenim. Leaving a situation when we're walking together with this woman, together alone, is a situation of yichud. Amalei. So Rav Yehuda asked Rav, V'mahu d'am b'ksherim shapadami. Weren't you the one that said b'ksherim, two men and one woman is fine? Amalei, miyem b'ksherim. Kugoyin anovat, who says that the halach of ksherim means people such as you and me? El kugoyin mai, who do you think who are ksherim? Kurem chanina b'papi v'chaverov, people like Rabbi Chanina b'papi. We had a gemara earlier in the Masechtum Daf Lametes. Rabbi Chanina b'papa was once propositioned, and he did all sorts of things just to chas v'shalom not to an Aveira. The Paiskim, the Pesach Tshuva, discuss that he was saying that by Derech or under other circumstances we may need more than two people. It could be, as we spoke about a similar Shaila yesterday, that if one of the people is a relative where there's no Issa Yichud, a father or a son, then even if the other people are not Ksherim or on the road, it may be acceptable just to have two people. Amarov, so says Rav, Malkin el Yichud. We give Malkus Mardus to someone who is over the halach of Yichud. Vein Oysim el Yichud, but we don't forbid a married woman from her husband just because she was misyached with a man. And the Truma Sedeshin points out that just like we don't prohibit the husband from continuing to live with his wife, even if she was over the Issur Yichud, the same thing, we don't prevent her from getting married to the man that she was accused of being misyachad with. We know normally the halacha of a soita is that she's osa l'baal u'l'boil. She may not remain married with her husband, nor may she marry the boil. This doesn't apply by yichud. Says Rav Ashi, lo yamoron el b'yichud panuya. As we discussed in the previous year, the halacha of Yichud, the history of Yichud, had a number of stages. First, the Torah speaks about Yichud with an erva. Then we saw that David HaMelech made a gzera with a pnuya. And then later on there was a gzera with a goy. So he wants to suggest lo yamaran el b'yichud pnuya. It was only said by Yichud pnuya. Av Yichud eishes ish. When it comes to Yichud at eishes ish, loy shleim te meitzilaz abaneh. Since Yichud with an eishes ish is much more serious, if we're going to give Malkus in such a situation, people will certainly consider perhaps that her children are mamazerim. So that's why we don't give Malkus and we don't prohibit the wife from being with her, remaining with her husband. Mazatria, says the Gemara, Malki Makras. What he would do is give Malkus, but at the same time make an announcement that even though I'm giving Malkus, it's not to be construed that the woman for sure did something wrong. Amalei Rav Nachman Perhetzler of Ashi. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Ashi, Mar Nami Lilki Velichris, why don't you do the same thing, give Malkus, but at the same time make an announcement that we don't know for sure that she did anything wrong? Amalei Ika Desham Baha, V'lo Sham Baha. That maybe somebody will be aware of the Malkus, but will not be aware of our proclamation, and come to accuse that the woman did something wrong. Amarav, Malkin Aloy Toiva Shmua. We give Malkus if there are announcements that if there's a rumor that somebody did something wrong. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Al Bani Aloy Toiva Shmua. Says the Gemara, Mazutra Masla Afsra Ksefe. He would put a halter on the shoulders of the person who a bad rumor was said about him, or Makrile, and they would announce Al Bani. We're giving you Malkus because we have this bad rumor circulating about you. The Farshim say that what's pshat that they put on this halter on top of him. So the Farshim say that just like what is the purpose of putting a halter on top of an animal to make sure that it goes straight, it doesn't go out of the right way. Here too, what they were doing was they were making an announcement that even though we're giving this person Malkus, we're not giving him Malkus because he for sure did something wrong. It's more as a deterrent, not as a punishment, to make sure that he stays on the right path and doesn't do anything inappropriate. Continues the Gemara in teaching us some Hilchas Yichud. Amar Rabba, Bala Be'ir and Chosh Shemeshim Yichud. If her husband is in the city, then there is no concern of Yichud. So there's a number of very important questions that come up as we discuss this din. One is a fundamental machloikus rishonim. The Rashi learns that Baal Be'ir is not a heter l'chatchila. Baal Be'ir is that if a woman was Mesiachra, or a man was Mesiachra with a woman in a situation of Baal Be'ir, it's not considered by the Eved that they transgressed Yichud. But not that one should l'chatchila rely on the heter Baal Be'ir. However, Tosfos and other Rishonim say that Baal Be'ir is a heter l'chatchila. L'chatchila, one can rely on the heter of Baal Be'ir. Chachmas Adam Paskins like Rashi, the Kutzah Shulchan Aruch, the Chibina Rav, the Chazanish, or Paskin like Tosfos, that one can rely on Baal Be'ir l'chatchila. And perhaps in understanding the heter of Baal Be'ir, we need to understand what is the reason why Baal Be'ir is a heter. Some explain that since the husband can walk in at any moment, so therefore that prevents the woman from doing an aveira. If so, we could understand perhaps Rashi's pshat. That's only something that's a b'dieved. She's concerned that the husband may walk in, but that's not something to rely on l'chatchila. Furthermore, the heter would only be if she's at home, or the husband knows for sure where she is, because there, Baal Be'ir, the husband could show up any moment because he knows she's at home, or he knows she's at work. Furthermore, the heter maybe wouldn't be applicable when she knows that her husband is at work and it's unlikely that he's going to leave in the middle of the day to leave his job. But the Chazon Ish has an entirely different explanation to the heter Baal HaBeir. As the Dvar HaLocha quotes the Chazon Ish, he says that Baal HaBeir, he used to call, was a nerve. What it means is there's a certain internal feeling that a woman will not do an Aveira when she knows that her husband is in the city. It isn't specifically related to the fact that the husband is going to show up. It's just his being in that city creates a situation that prevents her from doing Aveira. If that's Pshat and Baal HaBeir, then Baal HaBeir is something that we can rely on L'chatchila, and we could be much more lenient even if the husband is at the job, and we could also be more lenient in terms of if the wife isn't specifically at home, as long as the husband has a general idea where his wife is, we will be able to rely on the heter Baal HaBeir. The Paiskim also point out, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, as we began this sugya of Yichud, and we learned another heter of Ishtei Mishamritai, say the Paiskim that the heter of Ishtei Mishamritai is certainly not as much of a heter as Baal HaBeir. And Baal HaBeir has a much broader application than Ishtei Mishamritai. And actually the wording implies so. It says Baal HaBeir. As long as the husband is in the city, we have the heter. By Ishtei, it says Ishtei Mishamritai, that his wife is actually watching him. And then and only then we would have the heter. This point is made by the Imre Yosef. Amr of Yosef. So Yosef gives another heter in Hilchus Yoichud. Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus Rabbim. If there's a door open from where the place where the husband and wife are, again, Ein Choshim Mishim Yichud. Here too, there's a Machloikus Rishayim. If the heter Pesach Pesuach is a heter that we can rely on L'chatchila, even though the Chidah points out that even though we just said a moment ago that Rashi doesn't rely on Baal HaBeir L'chatchila, that may not necessarily be Rashi's opinion regarding Pesach Pesuach, but it's still clear that there's a Machlokes Rishonim regarding Pesach Pesuach. Also, there's a Machlokes regarding Pesach Pesuach if we can rely on it L'chatchila. There's also a very fundamental Machlokes. What is considered Pesach Pesuach? An open door. The Beis Meir says that Pesach Pesuach means that the door is open, as the words imply. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the other hand, seems to learn that as long as the door is not locked, even if it's closed, it's considered a Pesach Pesuach. Some Paiskim want to suggest that it really depends on the Minig HaMokoy. And if one lives in a place that if the door is unlocked, he'll just knock on the door and enter, that is part of the heter Pesach Pesuach. On the other hand, if you live in a place where the door is locked, where the door is closed, even if it's not locked, no one's going to enter unless the door is specifically opened up, then we don't have the heter Pesach Pesuach. The Paiskim also say that the heter of Pesach Pesuach is only in a place where there are people walking. There has to be at least three people walking in that area. Chibina Rav, a very famous psak from the Chibina Rav, a very big heter, that says that we can rely on the heter of Pesach Pesuach if someone has a key to the house. That means if we have a situation of yichud in a home and we don't know how to avoid the problem, by giving someone the key and that person could use that key and enter my home at any time, that is a way of avoiding the problem yichud. That is included in the heter of Pesach Pesuach. The Paiskim also say that a man and a woman are allowed to ride in a car on a road, because that's also included in the heter of Pesach Pesuach. The question that comes up is, what if you have one of these side roads? When is a road considered an area that's a Pesach Pesuach, and you have that to Pesach Pesuach, when it's not? So the Paiskim seem to say that if it's a road that cars travel on it on the average, there's a car passing at least once every 50 minutes, that is considered an area that's Pesach Pesuach Roshus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, Rabibi Ikal Abay Rav Yosef. Rabibi came to the home of Rav Yosef. Bas the Karach Rifta, after they ate bread, Amalhu, Shkuli Darga Matusi Bibi. Removed the ladder from under Bibi. In other words, Bibi was left upstairs. Rav Yosef and his wife went downstairs. Rav Yosef was leaving the home, and therefore, he says, in order to avoid a situation of Yichud, they shall take away the ladder which connects the upstairs story and the bottom story. Ask the Gemara, why did they have to go through this? Avama Rabba, Baal Be'ir, and Choshishin, Mishim Yichud. And there's no problem of Yichud when Baal Be'ir. And here it's a situation that Rabbi Yosef was remaining in the city. Says the Gemara, Shani Rabibi, the Shvishanai Sahava, Rabibi was a close friend of theirs, the Geisaba, and was Liba Gaspa. And what the Gemara is now teaching us is that the heter of Baal Be'ir doesn't help by Liba Gaspa. That if there's a special close relationship between the between this woman and that man, we don't apply the heter of Baal Be'ir. Amar Rav Kahana, Anoshim Bechutz, Anoshim Bechfnim, Ein Choshim Mishim Yichud. Here we have a situation where men are, where we have two rooms, an outer room and an inner room, and to leave the house, the people in the inner room have to pass through the outer room. So Rav Kahana says that if the men are in the outside room and women are in the inside room, there is no problem of Yichud. And the reason is, if the man, there's no reason for the man to go into the inner room, and therefore we don't have to worry that I'll go in there. If a woman goes from her inner room to the outer room, since there are many men there, and as we've been learning, when you have many men, there is no problem of Yichud. However, if you have a situation of a Noshim Bifnim, the men are inside, the Noshim Bichutz, and the women are outside in the outer room, then Choshim Mishim Yichud. Because in this situation, we're concerned that perhaps one man will enter the woman's room using the excuse that he wants to leave the house, and he's going to be alone with the woman. And therefore, we can't allow men to remain in the inner room and women in the outer room. The Masnisa, however, says the Gemara, Tana Ipcha. We learn just the opposite. That when the men are in the outer room and the women are in the inner room, we're concerned that perhaps the man is going to enter the women's room and none of the other men will notice it. But when the men are in the inner room and the women are in the outer room, we're not concerned that a woman's going to enter the inner room, because even if she does, there's no problem. Because as we've been learning, one woman is allowed to be beyichud with two or more men. Also, even if one of the men will go into the outer room where the women are, there's still no concern about Yichud, because the man is always going to be concerned that perhaps one of the other men wishing to exit the home will work out at any moment. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Hashtad Amar Rav Kahana Ha'achi. Since Rav Kahana said one way, V'tana Masnitzin Ipcha, and we learned in the Braisa the opposite way, Anan Eved L'chumra. We have to be machmer and not allow either type of situation to happen. So the Divrei Makil asks that this perhaps is a situation of Drabonon. As we said, Yichud a Pnuya, Yichud with a non-Jewish woman is only Osama Drabonon. And the question is, it's a Suffolk Drabonon. So instead of being Machmer in both situations, why aren't we Makel in both situations? Says the Divrei Makil, a very Bechidish, that even though we apply the concept of Suffolk Drabonon Lakula, but if by applying the concept of Suffolk Drabonon Lakula, we're going to end up with a situation that the entire halacha will no longer be in existence, then we don't apply the concept of Suffolk Drabonon Lakula. Says the Gemara, Abaye Daya Gulfi, when there were men and women assembled together, Abaye would arrange a row of jugs to be between the men and women, And in case somebody tried to walk by, the men walking into the women area or vice versa, it would make noise to prevent them. Rabbi Diakona, he would arrange rows of reeds. Amar Abai, Sifka the Shafta Rigla. The sore spot of the year is Yontif. On Yontif, as the Rishonim explained, people would gather together to hear the drasha. Women would be particularly dressed nicely, and therefore there was a concern that they would act inappropriately. And in fact, Taisa says, that is the source why after Yontif, Pesach and Sukkot, we have a minute to fast Bahab. Because since we came into contact with women during the Yontif season, we have to be concerned that people did maybe something inappropriate and they have to fast. The question comes up, why only after Sukkot and Pesach, not after Shavuos? So there are those that suggest that we should fast Bahab after Shavuos also. However, others say, since Shavuos is only a one-day Yontif, and furthermore, Shavuos represents the Yontif of Kabbalah Satayra. Kabbalah Satayra is Megan, that a person shouldn't do anything inappropriate. The Meshech Chachma says that this is one of the reasons we learned the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that on Shabbos, women shouldn't wear jewelry as they go out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Says the Meshech Chachma, this is the reason, again, because on Shabbos people aren't in a rush, and women dress, put on jewelry, that will draw attention to them. Says the Gemara, Hanich Shviyaisa D'Nasin L'Hador, there were captured women that were brought to Nahador. A signal by Rav Amram Chasida. These women were brought to the home of Rav Amram Chasida. Ashkula Targ Mikamayu. He took the ladder away in order to avoid a situation that he would have any contact from them. Behadid the Kachofach Chada Minayu, as one of these women were passing by the opening between the upper floor and the lower floor, Nafal Nahura Mepuma. There was a light in the house from this beauty. First, you say that a beautiful person gives off light. Others say it represents the Yetzirah, which is compared to a fire, as we'll see in a moment. Shakler of Amram Ladarga, Rav Amram took the ladder, which normally is very heavy, though I have in Yachal Be'asarel Medallion, that normally 10 people would be needed to carry this ladder, and Dalyal Chudei, and he carried it by himself. Salk V'Ozel, and he was going up the ladder to do something inappropriate. Kimot L'Pal Gadar G'Ivshach. When he came up to half the ladder, he stopped. Ramakoy L'Nur Bei Amram, and he raised his voice and said, there's a fire in the house of Amram. Asur Rabbanim, so all of his Talmidim came running. Amar Kesaftinim, and they said to him, you put us to shame, because there's really no fire here, but he only did this to bring a crowd here, which would prevent him from doing an Aveira. Amalei, Mutav, but this embarrassed us, the Talmid Chachamim act this way. Amalei, Mutav Tichsu Bnei Amram Ba'al Mahadein. He said, it's better that Amram should be embarrassed in this world. V'lai Tichsu Bnei Olam Adasi, that you should not be embarrassed for me in Olam Haba. Ishba the Nefek Minei, so Amram made a shvua that the Yetzirah should leave him. Nafik minei be amuda da arun. A form of fire came out. Amlei chazer da not at nura v'no basra. So Amram said, "Your fire and I'm just basar." V'no adifta minach, yet I was able to prevail. The Farshim explained what shara no bisra, that the Gemara says that one of the ways that the Yunyaku says this word. Vart, that one of the ways for a person to prevent being overcome by the Yetzirah is Yaskul Yom HaMavis. He should remind himself of the Yom HaMavis. That we said Anor Bisra. The Mefarshim also say that this story and the other stories that we're going to learn about how Talmidei Chachamim were tempted to do an Aveira are all here to teach us that even great people could sometimes be tempted, and we all need Siyata Dishmaya to overcome the Yetzahara. Says the Gemara, Rameya Mislaitz by Ve'Avera. Rameya would make fun of the Ve'Avera. Yom Echad Idmalei Sot and Kitasa. One day, the Satan looked like him, like to him like a woman. Bahakis in the Harrow, on the other side of the river. Loyava Mavra. There was no ferry to help cross the river. Nokad Mitzra, he took a rope, the cover, and he went to cross over the rope. Kimata Palga Mitzra, when he came to halfway across the river, Shafke, the Satan let him go. Mefarshim explained that the Nahara, the river, represents Mayim of Torah, that the Schus HaTorah was what was ultimately prevented him from doing this terrible Aveira. Furthermore, they say that the Yetzirah is compared to a rope. Just like a rope, it starts very thin, but it gets thicker and thicker. So too, the rope, the Yetzirah, was like starts as a rope, but it starts getting fatter and more prevalent over the person. If not that they were announced in Shemayim, his Haru Beremei B'Tarasai, the Schus of the Torah Rameya, Shavisal Domech Tartimai, I would make your life worthless, too much that you would have done such a terrible Aveira. The Mefarshim point out that even though we know that Hakob Adei Shemayim Chutz Meir Shemayim, so how did the Schus help him? Mefarshim say the Schus at Torah is so strong that gives us the power to prevail over all Aveiras. A similar story, and in fact the Sfarim point out that actually Rabbi Akiva lived before Rameya. Rabbi Akiva was Rameya's Rebbe. So why is the story of Rameya mentioned before the story of Rabbi Akiva? Because if the story of Rabbi Akiva would have indeed happened first, then Rameya would have learned never to act this way. It must be that the story with Rabbi Akiva, Rameya, happened first. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva have a misloitz davei avera. Rabbi Akiva too would make fun of davei avera. Yom echad idmalei satan ki itis abereish dikla. It looked at the satan disguised himself like a woman and the top of a tree. Nati le dikla, so he held on to the tree because saw it for ozel and he went up to meet her. Kimat le palga the dikla. When he got up to the middle of the tree, shafke, the satan let him go. Amar ilav de machzur b'kiva. If not the fact that they announced in Shemayim his Haru Rabbi Akiva Tarasu, be careful about Rabbi Akiva and his Torah, Shavach Latata Darati Mai, I would make you be worthless. Says the Gemara, Plima have a regular Mema Kol Yoyma. Plima would say every day, Gira Be'enu the Sotan, may an arrow be thrust in the eyes of the Sotan. Yom Echad, Mala Yom the Kippur Hava. It was one day, it was Erev Yom Kippur. And the Sotan is particularly concerned about Yom Kippur. We know Yom Kippur is the day where the Satan has very little power. Moreover, as the Mefarshim say, Yom Kippur is a day where we daven more tefillos than we daven any day during the year. And tefillah has a tremendous power to help us prevail over the Yetzirah. So Yetzirah wanted to get him, particularly on that day. Idmalei ka'anya. So the Yetzirah disguised himself as a poor person. Asa karababa. And he came and he knocked on the door. Afiku le rifta, so they brought out bread from him. Amalei, so he said to Plima, Yoyim kehidna, day like today, kula alma gavoy, where everybody's sitting comfortably in their home, vano avroy, and you're leaving me outdoors, aile vikriva le rifta, so they brought him into the house, and they served him some bread. Amalei, yoyim kehidna, a day like today, kula alma taka, everybody's sitting at the table, vano luchudoy, and you're leaving me separately, out, not sitting together with the rest of the people. Asyua v'svu ataka. So they let him sit at the table with everyone else. Have a Yosef malin nafshe shichni v'kivelei. His body was, the body of this Yetzirah, disguised as a poor person, was full of boils and sores. Have a ka'ovi be'mila da'amaz. And he was acting disgustingly. Amalei, so Plima said to him, Tiv shapir, sit like a mensch. Amalei havli kasa. So the poor person asked Plimi, give me a cup of wine to drink. Yavli kasa. So they gave him a cup of wine to drink. Ichmer shada bekichai. He coughed and he spit his phlegm into that cup of wine. Nachrabai. So they scolded him for acting this way. Shakomis. So he made himself as if he had died. Shamadava ka'amri. So the people of Plimi's home heard that he was saying, Plima Kotel Gavra, Plima Kotel Gavra. Plima killed someone. Arak v'tasha nashim b'esek kisei. So Plima went to run and hide in the lavatory. Azul basrei. So the Satan followed him to that place. Nafakameh. And he fell before him. So the first mask, how could he have run there if, according to Plima's understanding, he was dead? So the Farshim say that if somebody, Rechman al Tzlan, murders someone else, he always sees the dead person in front of him. So Plima tried to run away to the bathroom, but wherever he ran, he thought he was still seeing the dead person. As the Sultan saw how upset Plima was, Galei Nafshe, he revealed himself to him. Amalei, my tam amritachi, why did you say this? He says, what should I say? He says, you should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the Satan. And the Gemara Taka says such a story. Rav Chiya bar Ashi have a rogo called Eden Dav Nofel La'ape, that every time he said Tachnun, have a Omer, he would say, HaRachman Yatzilenim Yetzahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the Yetzahara. And the Mashal points out, as we said before, Hakol b'dei shmayim chutz miyirushmayim. Even though Hakol b'dei shmayim chutz miyirushmayim, still Tefillah is so powerful that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. The Tefillah has a power. Yom Echad Shmatina Devisa. One day his wife, Rav Chiya bar Ashi's wife, heard him saying this Tefillah. And as Mefarshim point out, that even though typically Tachnun is said quietly, here there were extra tefillos that were added during the Tachnun portion that you're allowed to say out loud. So one day his wife heard Omra, Michta, Hakam is shana the parish dominai. There's so many years that my husband is not having relations for me. My tamakamachas. She always assumed that he was doing it because he was an old man and they no longer had any interest in doing, had no longer the ability to have relations. But if that was the case, why is he saying this tefillah? So she was going to test him. So Yom Echad have a gagaris begin say, one day she, who was learning in the garden, kashta nafshe, she put on nice clothing and jewelry, chofa v'tanya kamei, and she walked in front of him. Amalei manat, so he asked her, who are you? Amar anah charusa dehadri miyoyma. I'm Charusa, who's a well-known prostitute who just came back today. Tava, so he propositioned her. Amalei ais nile lahach rumna dereshta tutsa. Bring down this pomegranate that's on top of the tree. Shada ozel ais nile. So he jumped to the top of the tree to get it. Kiyos lebeise, when he came home, have a koshagri devisa tanura. His wife was heating up the oven. Solve kiyos begave. So he went and sat himself down in the oven. Amalei mai hai. So she asked him, what is this all about? This is what happened. I'm like, no, Ava, you didn't do anything wrong. It was me. He still didn't believe her. So she brought proof that it was her. I still intend to do something wrong. He fasted the rest of his life until he died from that death. And the Shvus Yaakov says a big chiddush, it's not considered that he committed suicide when he did this because of tshuva. The Tanya says, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Isha haferam v'shem yisachlo. But ma'a kosu v'davu. The Pasuk is referring there that the husband has a right to be made for the dharm of a wife. B'isha shenadr b'nozer. A woman accepted on herself to be a nozer. V'shem v'bal v'hefalo. And her husband was made for the nazirus, which he has the right to do. But she is not aware of this. So she's drinking wine, and as far as she's concerned, she did something wrong, and for that she needs to have a kapara. Says the Gemara, Rav Akiva kava matal hai psuka avabachi. When Rav Akiva would learn this pasuk, he would cry. Omar, omeh mi. If a person intended to eat non-kosher food, however, but he brought some ate kosher food, he needs a kapara v'slicha. And as the Farshim explained, We know the klal is machshava ra ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzar for lemasa. So Farshim explained that's when he didn't do any maisa, but here he certainly did a maisa. Moreover, they explained maybe the regular oynish is not given when somebody only had a machshava ra, but certainly it's he did something wrong to which he needs a kapara slicha. So mishin is kavim lechol basa chazir. For all the other basa chazir, alachs kam v'kama, how careful he has to be, how much he needs a kapara. Ki yaitz b'dava at oimer v'lo yodam v'asham v'nasa avoynon. K'sher rikiva magil pasuk zel yibaycha. Uma mishin is kavim lechol shuman. If somebody intends to eat kosher food, v'ol b'yodah chelev, and he gets non-kosher food, amr tar v'lo yodam v'nasham v'asham v'nasa avoynon, mishin is kavim lechol chelev. Somebody intended to eat not kosher. V'ol b'yodah chelev, and he ate not kosher, alachs v'kam v'kama. Isi ben Yehuda oimer, v'lo yodah v'asham v'nasham avoynon, al-dov v'zay yidvu kol adoivim. This is something to truly be upset about. And the Pais can point out that this is very relevant la'loch l'maisa, where a person thinks he's not doing anything wrong, but if he's doing something wrong, it's considered an aveira. And we'll give a number of examples. One is regarding what we're learning now, Hilchas Yichud. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach speaks about a situation where a man and a woman are misyachid, but the man is aware that it's a situation of Baal Be'ir, but the woman isn't, or vice versa. The woman is aware that this is a situation of Baal Be'ir, but the man isn't. So even though in actuality, as we learned earlier in the shir, they are not being over the Aveira of Yichud, because Baal Be'ir is a heter, since here, one of the parties is not aware of it, our Gemara says that that's considered that they did something wrong. The Chofetz Chaim says in the Sefer a similar din. The halach is that obviously we're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, we're not allowed to speak about other people. But what would be the din if I'm asking somebody information about someone else for a shidduch? Well, there the Chofetz Chaim says it's permitted to ask, of course, with certain conditions. But the person I'm asking this question of, I didn't tell him I'm asking for a shidduch. I'm just asking him. So as far as that person's concerned, he is speaking Lashon Hara, and he needs a kapara, and therefore it's important for me to notify him that I'm asking because of a shidduch. Another such shaila that I saw is, let's say an employer wants to test the honesty of his employees. So he leaves a large sum of money out to see if the employee will take it. Now, even though he's not going to be over Geneva, because the employer is Michael and he's mafker the money, but the employee who takes the money is not aware of that. So me putting him to that situation, even if at the end there's really no Geneva, it's certainly inappropriate because the Gemara we just learned. Mesyachet Adam and Imoy. We learned that a person is allowed to be Mesyachet with his mother. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Asi, Mesyachet Adam Imachoisoi. A person can be misyachid with his sister, v'darim imay v'mbitay, but he can live permanently with his mother or his daughter. Kamita kamei de Shmuel Omar, osla siyachid im kol arayish v'tayra, one is not to be misyachid with anybody, any araya, any of the arayas, v'afilim behema, even with a mother. As far as the halach of living with a sister, Here the Gemara says that on a temporary basis it's mutter. Machloikas apayskim, what is considered a temporary basis? Some say 3 days is considered temporary. Others say 30 days, like we find by Hilchos Mezuzah. Ramosha says it's hard to put a time to it. Ramosha says if we see that this brother and sister have a permanent living arrangement together, that's considered permanent, and if it's obvious that it's not permanent, they're there on a temporary basis, the parents went away, or they're just visiting each other, that's considered not permanent. Tanan asked the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Mitzach Adam Mimim V'Bita Yoshim Mimikar Basa Tiyofta De Shmuel, this is a Kasha with Shmuel. Here, the Mishnah says that one's allowed to be Mitzach with his mother or his daughter. Shmuel said, you're not allowed to be Mitzach with any of the rayas. You only let be misyach with them with Edom. be Edom in Shloby Edom Loy, strictly Edom, without Edom not. El Tanayi, we have to say it's Machlok Tanayi. The Tanya, Amr Remeir, his Harbi Mimnei Biti. I have to be careful not to be Messiah with my daughter. Amr Tarfin, his Harbi Mimnei Kalosi. I have to be careful not to be Messiah with my daughter in law. Ligal of love, Oysa Talmud. So it was a Talmud who was laughing at him for being so scrupulous. Amr Avu Mishur Machnina, Lahoya Yom Me'atim, Achin Nichol Oysa Talmud Bechamoysoi, where he did an Aveira with his mother in law. La Loch Lamaisa, as we said, with a mother and with a daughter, Yichud is permitted, with a sister only on a temporary basis, or because Chazal say that they took away the Yetzer Hara of Arayas from relatives. All other relatives want to be machmer in Hilchas Yichud. The Paiskim, Ramosh also says a very interesting psak, that even though we know Gershon is Geyer, Kikot and Shinola Dami, and therefore if a mother and a daughter are Megayer together, they don't really have any mother-daughter relationship anymore. Still, since, as Ramosh says, it's a physical fact that there's no Yetzahara between a mother and a daughter, a father and a daughter, there's no problem of Yichud, a father and a daughter who are Megayer together. I feel a Mehema, says the Gemara, Amayim Mechlala Mekula Dabra, Abayi would withhold animals from entering in the field. Rav Sheshes Mavrele Mitzra, Rav Sheshes would take the animals to the other side of the bridge. Rav Chananim and Ador, Ikla Rav Kahanel from Nahara, Rav Chanan came to visit Rav Kahana, Chazi de Yosef Kogars, he saw him sitting and learning, Bekayim Behema Kamei, and he saw an animal standing there. Amalei Loisav Amar, I feel behema. Don't you hold it's Osta Bimisiako to behema? Amalei Lavadatoi, I wasn't aware of it. La Locha, we're not makbid on Yichu with animals. Amarava, Mesiach Adam Shtayivamis. A person can be Mesiach with two sister in laws. Even nowadays, where we don't do Yibam, the Mefarshim explained there's a natural dislike between these two people, and therefore there's no problem of Yichud. Mishtei Tsaris, two co-wives, Emishu v'chamoysa, with a woman and her mother-in-law, Emishu Baspala, with a woman and her stepdaughter, Emishu v'tinoikos, with a woman and a girl, she does tambia, that she's old enough to know what bia is, however, v'emeseres atzim l'bia, she will not be seduced into having relations. This girl could be a shomeres, however, the Paiskim say a young girl could only be a shomeres by day, not by night, after the time that they go to sleep.